37 total points between the two teams after 30 minutes of action here. Unfortunately, Liberty has had a bulk of it. They lead Monmouth by a score of 31-6. We are at the half in our halftime show tonight, presented by World Subaru, located on Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls. WorldSubaru.com. They think the world of their customers. Let's take a look at some scores from out around the country going on right now. It is a pretty busy day, obviously, as most Saturdays are in college football. As soon as the scores are handed off to me, I'll be able to pass those along to you in just a second. But while that is taking place, let's look at the scoring summary so far here tonight. Liberty got themselves on the board with a safety first after a nice punt that was down at the one-yard line. Monmouth unable to get it out of their own end, and the Flames took a 2-0 lead. They were able to strike for their first touchdown. Desmond Rice with a 2-yard touchdown score after a five-play, 56-yard drive, and the Flames led 9-0. Monmouth able to come right back after a botched onside attempt, set up the Hawks in good field position, took one play, Brandon Hill to Mike McLafferty. The extra point was no good, and Monmouth on the scoreboard, but did trail 9-6. The Flames then basically took the game over in the second quarter, as it was a completion from Woodrum to Darren Peterson from 28 yards out with the extra point, then 17-6. The interception return that took place, that was damaging. Neil Sterling couldn't hang on to a ball. Kevin Fogg then stepped and grabbed it, took it back, what they are saying, 29 yards, and with the extra point, that made it 24-6. The final score came at the 3:24 mark of half number one. That was the big one. Peterson hauled in another one, 85-yard connection from Woodrum, again with the extra point, 31-6. That's where we stand right now. Take a peek now at the top 25 scoreboard going on around the country. A lot of big games taking place, and I apologize, just having a technical issue in getting and passing the scores along. Actually, let's take a look at some scores from some of the teams that we will play this year. This is the Northeast Conference scoreboard. Sacred Heart and Lafayette all tied right now at 17. Georgia Southern leading St. Francis, Pennsylvania by a score of 53-7. Robert Morris got a win today over Morgan State, 31-14. Lehigh in double overtime beating Central Connecticut State, 51-44. Dayton topping Duquesne, 23-20. Bryant with a win over Assumption, 34-7. Last night, also a team we'll see on our schedule, Wagner was upset by Division II Merrimack, 42-41. Now to the top 25 we will go. These games are up and in progress. In the third quarter, Nebraska leads Southern Miss 49-13, Northwestern 34, Syracuse 13, Oklahoma is on top of West Virginia 10-7, Texas A&M leading Sam Houston State 24-7, Michigan leading Notre Dame, big one there, obviously 3-0, LSU 21, and Alabama Birmingham nothing. Finals from earlier today, Louisville beat Eastern Kentucky 44-7. Miami of Florida upsetting Florida by a score of 21-16. TCU over Southeastern Louisiana, 38-17. Wisconsin rolling over Tennessee Tech, 48-0. Ohio State, big win over San Diego State, 42-7. Clemson, 52. South Carolina State, 13. Oklahoma State over Texas San Antonio, 56-35. Baylor, 70. Buffalo, 13. Oregon with a win over Virginia by a score of 59-10, and it was Georgia evening their record as they knock off South Carolina by a score of 41-30. That's the story from around the country. Our out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coke Zero, real Coke taste and zero calories. Liberty 31, Monmouth 6. We step out here for 3 minutes. When we come back, Eddie Acapinti back here, and he will have our halftime interview with Monmouth sports information man Greg Viscomi. Flames up by 25. We're back in 3 minutes from Lynchburg, Virginia. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.
And we welcome you back into the broadcast booth here at Williams Stadium. This is the halftime show presented by World Subaru, located on Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls. World Subaru Think.com is the website. They think the world of their customers. Alongside Monmouth Assistant Athletic Director Greg Viscomi, I'm Eddie Acapinti here at halftime. We're going to steal a few minutes of Greg's time to break down that first half. Monmouth trailing the Liberty Flames, their future Big South opponent, 31-6. And Greg, a point that Matt Harmon and I were making during the first half, yes, the score says 31-6, but I don't think what you can see in there is Monmouth improving from week one to week two. The defense especially, that first quarter and a half really, really played well before things started to unravel a bit.
Yeah, I thought that the defense actually is playing pretty well. I mean, there's a couple of big long pass plays. And the weird thing we talked about a little bit was that it was Tevron Brandon that they were thrown over. You figure they'd find somebody else to throw on, but they definitely threw on Tevron. But the defense has played well. You know, the undersized defensive front, I think, was a little bit of an issue coming in, and they've gotten some penetration. And Liberty really hasn't gotten the rushing game going all that well. And there's been a couple tackles for a loss. So a couple young players making some plays. And I think the front seven has played pretty well. It's been the safeties and the corners that have kind of let down the defense. And then you can flip side to the other side of the ball, and that has just basically been an abomination, save for one play. You got to give credit to the Liberty defense. I think they're a lot better than I think anybody around here really billed them as.
Yeah, we went into this game kind of touting the running game, the front seven of Liberty. Well, you said it, their front seven's been kind of the star in this game. They've only ran the ball to the tune of 3 yards or so per carry. So the Monmouth defense up front doing a good job. But that first half was all about Liberty in the pass game. 190 yards for Josh Woodrum. They get the big 85-yard touchdown. And you said it, kind of a peak and valley first half for Tevron. He gets the highlight reel, one-handed, left-handed interception, but then he gets burned for a couple of touchdowns.
Yeah, I think definitely. And they went right at him right from the start. You know, they were throwing at him. He slipped a couple on the first two drives. I think he slipped. I don't really know what's going on, but you could make the argument that in the first half last week against Montana State, Tevron, well, actually throughout the whole game, Tevron was the only bright spot on the whole defense. Him and I thought Darnell Leslie played pretty well in his first game as a Hawk. But tonight, front seven's playing well. Safeties, you can see the Hawks taking a couple more gambles. They blitzed the safeties a few times. I thought Clark Coe actually didn't play bad. He broke up one pass, came up and run support a couple times. This, I think, was his first start, getting a start over Pat Gray. But the offense, the offensive line is just getting manned up. I mean, completely dominated up front. And I don't know if I would hope and I think that Coach Van Zyl and Coach Gabriel are scheming up some stuff. Maybe there were some things that Liberty's doing up front that kind of confused them. But they got to be able to run the ball. I mean, 20 yards of rushing in the first half, that's I don't think that's Monmouth football, and I think that'll change. But unfortunately, when you're down 31-6, you got to start slinging it. And Hill's got to do a better job of putting the ball on people. And you saw Neil Sterling with a strange drop. I mean, the ball's right in him, and he just kind of – I don't know if he heard footsteps, which I don't think that has ever happened in his entire playing career. I'm not sure what happened, but everybody's got to pick it up on both sides of the ball. Good news is Hawks get the ball coming out. If they go down and get a touchdown, they can cut this to 31-13, 31-14, and then you're kind of back in it, especially if the defense kind of shakes off a rocky second quarter.
It was 9-6 after the first quarter. Liberty outscores MU in the second 15 minutes, 22-0. You mentioned Brandon Hill, 6 out of 14, 62 yards, a score and a pick. We saw him really start. It's tough to sugarcoat it. He was atrocious in the first half a week ago at Montana State. He was very good in the second half against the Bobcats. Going to look for a similar effort out of him here in the second 30 minutes.
I think, you know what, you can put it on Hill, but you got to put it on everybody. You know,
right? The line wasn't good
drops,
in this half.
The line wasn't great. When Hill did have time, receivers dropped balls. He overthrew people. He underthrew people. I will say this: one bright spot on the offense is the tight ends. Gotta love that Turner Gill, and sometimes coaches, you know, they think they're a little too tricky. In a close 9-0 game, he goes for the onside kick. I believe it was Clark Coe who got a hand on it, tipped it right over to Zach Fable, and he doesn't get on it like a big man. He picks it up and motors all the way down 27 yards. Of course, play action, I believe, on that next play. Great call by Coach Van Zyl, and he hit McClafferty right over the middle for a 27-yard touchdown, as easy as it gets. So I think the tight ends are playing pretty well. Everybody else just has to pick it up.
Greg, we'll briefly get your thoughts. I know you got to go back to your real job, and I appreciate you joining us here at halftime. Again, we're speaking with Assistant Athletic Director Greg Viscomi at Monmouth University. And worth mentioning, some other sports around campus. Women's soccer off to only the third 4-0 start in program history. The men last night get a last-minute goal in a second overtime eventual draw with Seton Hall. That's their first decision of the year that kind of gets them rolling on the right track. Field hockey again, looking for that breakthrough, but they're playing competitive lead thus far, and I know that it's a theme that we always look on our broadcast, and that's what everyone else is doing, and I think as the school year now has begun and the students are back, things starting to turn the corner.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's an exciting time. We're going to have a first home football game next weekend. Obviously, soccer's been going. It seems like women's soccer starts earlier and earlier every year. I think next year they might start on August 5th. But, no, they're doing a great job. Coach Turner and her staff is doing an awesome job. She's got a couple of really talented players on that team. Freshman, number 18, I can't think of her
name. No, Alexis McTamney's
been
great.
There you go, Alexis McTamney. I've watched her. She's good. Of course, she's got Dana Costello, and the other Jackson girls are terrific. So 4-0 start for them is great. You mentioned Coach Figgs. And field hockey, they go in and lose a double overtime affair, I believe, to the 15th-ranked Northeastern, I believe. Was that? Am I
was it Northwestern?
No, it was Northwestern.
Northeastern in Boston.
So that was great. I mean, now she's out there playing the likes of Michigan State. You know, those are top programs, and that's going to be tough out there. And then Coach McCourt, you know, has had a rough start. You know, double overtime, lost 1-0 to the top-ranked North Carolina Tar Heels, came back, played a ranked
Wake Forest team.
Yeah, yep. Sorry about that. I couldn't think of the team. Wake Forest squad, and then they come out to the Great Lawn, and they tie. They get a tie against in-state rival Seton Hall on a last-minute goal by Yaya, as he's known, which is awesome. And I watched those highlights cut up by Gary the Red Badger Kowal. Those are just terrific job, and Hawk Vision is really great, and people should be tuning in and going to our YouTube page and everything else. A lot of great things coming out of Monmouth, and the season's still early here.
Greg, we appreciate it. Catch Greg tweeting all second half at MUHawksFB. We appreciate a few minutes.
Thank you, Eddie. It's always a great time.
Monmouth Assistant Athletic Director Greg Viscolomi joining us here at halftime. We'll step out. 60-second timeout. Bring it back here to Williams Stadium. Monmouth trailing Liberty at the half 31-6. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.